This is Barry Mack. On the line today, we have Celtic Thunder, Colm Keegan. G'day, Colm. How are you, mate?
How are you, Barry? How are you? Thanks very much for having me.
You're very welcome. And can I ask you, where you're ringing us from?
We are in Knoxville at the moment.
Tell me this. What route did you take before you arrived at Celtic Thunder? Were you on the road yourself? You have your own band back then, or how did that go?
No, well, I mean, this style of singing has been completely new to me. I've been brought up singing in Dublin in the Palestrina Choir in Dublin's Pro Cathedral, so it's kind of a case of standing on the balcony in a robe with a folder looking at a conductor, and that's the only singing that I was used to. And now all of a sudden, I think the first thing that I thought of when I was on stage was, you know, what do I do with my hands now that I don't have a folder in my arm? So it was a complete baptism of fire at the start. But I suppose the year before I joined here, I was very luckily asked to join the group Celtic Woman and perform with them for a year in the choir there. So I think that was the first stage experience I had, and I kind of have often thought that had it not been for that year, that you know, coming into this would have been too much of a transition from the Cathedral Choir. So I was very lucky and honoured to be asked to join that group, and feel like I learned a huge amount from the girls there as well before coming into Celtic Thunder. So every day I'm kind of learning something new, and
look, by the sound of it, from what I hear, you're doing very well, and you fit in very, very good. Where do you hail from? Where did you actually come from?
I live in Goldstown. It's on the south side of Dublin, and kind of been born and bred there. So yeah, I mean, it feels at the moment like it's a million miles away, but the second you go back with the Irish welcome, you know, you feel at home straight away.
It's unusual that Celtic Thunder, they're not as well known in Ireland as they are around the world.
No, surprisingly not. I think it's, the thing about the show as well is that it's such a massive show, and I don't think Irish people understand that, you know, because there's been a lot of kind of family and friends asking me the same thing, you know, why are we always touring abroad Irish music when people at home would love to hear it? And I think the show would be very successful at home as well. But unfortunately, the only thing about Ireland is that it's such a small country. And what we do is we have a massive production. We've, you know, three trucks that carry the set. We've got four or five tour buses that carry the cast and crew. And unfortunately, there's just not as many venues and arenas at home in Ireland that would cater for a show the size. For us guys, it would be great. You know, we've often spoken about the opportunity of, you know, going home, seeing the family, then going the evening and doing a show, which would be two worlds combining and a very strange experience, I'm sure. But please God, someday it can happen.
The thing is, it's to your advantage in a way too, because you're actually very, very well known around the world, your band and yourselves, of course. And when you do go back to Ireland, at least you can walk up the street and not get footprints in the back of your head.
Well, that's also the case, yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a baptism of fire, as I said, you know, last year, where just as an Irish person, you don't appreciate how big the show is until you actually go on tour with them. And, you know, being stopped on the streets for a picture or for an autograph is something that I don't think any of us guys were ever used to. So, you know, I still am induced to it now after a year and a half of it. But you're dead right. I mean, it's kind of nice to go home, I suppose, and have that luxury of you know, being back to unknown territory.
Well, you all carry yourselves very well. As I said, I had a great experience with your mates. It was most enjoyable. Tell me this, are any of your family members musical, or is it just you?
Yeah, the whole lot. I come from a very big family of seven, and all of us sing, actually. We've all sang together since, you know, the time we were in the cradle, and we're all in the Palestrina Choir, as I mentioned earlier. Yeah, I mean, it was something that even my older brother John set up a choir back home in Dublin, and all of us sang in it. There was just a chamber group, and that's kind of how I was singing through college as well. We were all luckily enough to be asked to be on singing scholarships in Dublin's University College.
Listeners, you're listening to Colm Keegan, newest member of Celtic Thunder on Irish radio. Well, we love Irish people coming here to sing. Do you play any, I've been very nosy here, but I can't help myself. Do you play any musical instruments?
I do indeed, and very luckily our musical director Dave Monroe has asked me to perform in the show as well. I play piano and guitar, and he's asked me to play both. There's a beautiful Irish song, Katie, that was written by Jimmy McCarthy, and a song that was very well known, I'm sure you know it yourself, throughout the country in Ireland. And he asked me to play that in the Mythology album, and asked me to play the piano for it, so I was delighted to be able to bring that new dimension to it. But then also the classic Sound of Silence as well that was being performed, and he asked myself and Keith to play that in guitar as well. So I was delighted to have the opportunity not to just stand on stage and perform as a singer, but to show kind of other attributes that people mightn't have known about me beforehand.
You see, your producers are very clever because they pick the songs that seem to suit the guy who's singing it, and that is an art in itself, you know?
Completely, absolutely. I mean, you know, people often ask, do we ourselves choose the songs that we're doing, or is it the musical director or producer Sharon Brown? And I suppose it's kind of a combination of both, but what I love is, you know, they always ask our opinion on different songs and what we feel would be appropriate, and normally we suggest songs, they suggest songs, and at the end of the day they get what they want and that's kind of the way it goes. But I mean, the thing about it is that, you know, I think David Munro, our musical director, just he knows our voice almost better than we do at this age. He's sitting there and each night he's analysing and he's listening to us sing. And you know, if there's ever a person that I would completely trust to be able to choose the right song for me and for my personality, you know, I'd completely trust him. So sometimes it's better to stop thinking what you think is best for you and take an objective point of view, and that's exactly what he's done. And so far he's done an incredible job. And
well, I'd say it's a treat for the fans as well. The thing is, if you really like singing a song, you're going to do a really good job on the song. It helps if you like the song. If you don't like the song, I think you can... The voice reveals everything, and if you're not happy...
Absolutely, Barry, yeah, I completely agree with you. And the thing is as well that none of us are actors, you know, so we're not going to be able to stand on stage and, you know, act in a song that we don't genuinely feel. You know, you have to, as you said, you have to be able to enjoy the song, otherwise it's just going to be a false performance. And please God, never, you know, none of us will ever have a false performance.
But you see, that's the key to your success, that you're not acting. Everything is nice and fresh and genuine, and it's a joy to listen to, you know, it really is. Colm Keegan, it's a delight to talk to you.